Page 21, Thanksgiving and Giving Thanks by Catherine Skivers. The good thing about living as long as I have is that I have had more time to spend with my family and friends. It has also given me more time to be active in CCB. Like all of us, I've had my ups and downs, but I have always had my faith to sustain whichever way things were going for me. My son Darryl lives at home with me. A few months ago, he said, "Mom, I think I see a little bit of wood rot in front of the house." A few days later, my son Don and his wife came down from Stockton to see us. I asked him if he would check around the house and see if he spotted some wood rot. He and his wife walked around the house and reported that we didn't have a little wood rot. We had a lot of it. It turned out to be all around the top of the house. When we called in someone to see what was involved in repairs, we discovered that some termites had taken up residence in the main beam of our house. The man who came to give us an estimate for repairs said they would cost approximately $10,000. When we got the gentleman from Orange Oil Termite Inspectors, we learned there would be another $1,700. None of this included partial replacement of the main beam of this establishment. I've never thought of myself as being divested of things, but that was before all this happened. Another thing that happens when you live a long time is that you outlive your savings, and I did that a couple of years ago. The contractor asked me if I would like him to fill out a contract when he gave me the estimate. I responded, "Certainly not." I asked him just to leave me a card, and I would be in touch. Page 22. As I sat there wondering what on earth to do, I knew that I would really have to resort to a lot of prayers because that's just about all I had. Suddenly, my son Don said not to worry, that he and his wife Diane were going to take care of the repairs, and they have. My son Gary, who is a contractor, replaced the damaged part of the beam. My son Eric came along and helped with the work inside and outside of the house. Replacing a beam entailed having the walls of two bedrooms cut through, and so now we had replacement work to be done inside the house. In the meantime, Darryl had surgery scheduled for his knee, and we wanted to have repairs done before that happened. He is at home and will be off his feet and not working for 6 weeks. Why would I think that all of this would be worth having brought to your attention? It's because I know I am not the only one of you who reads the BC that has an income that needs fixing. It goes without saying that those of you reading this have problems of your own. I never have to wait for Thanksgiving Day to give thanks. This year, however, is really exceptional. My four sons have brought me through a perilous time. For once, I think I would have given up, except they wouldn't let me do that. I am so grateful to have such a wonderful family. After the outside of the house was repaired, Don and Diane painted it. They also painted the front door and then decided that the rest of the inside of the house needed painting because the door showed it up. By this weekend, the one before Thanksgiving Day, the entire inside and outside of the house will have been painted. Darryl is on the mend and seems to be doing well after his surgery. You can see with all that has happened here that I can't just be waiting for Thanksgiving Day. I'm giving thanks in my prayers every day, and I will have something to be thankful for every day as long as I live. One last thing that I also am grateful for is that I'm still around to work on the CCB history. I read the other day that one of the fastest-growing parts of our population is people who reach the age of 100 years. Whether or not I'll be one of them remains to be seen. Believe me, I have enough still to do, and I'm working toward that day.